We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and today we're going to discuss Seida. Seida literally isn't trapping. So they used to trap animals. They used to catch, let's say, the chilazon, whatever that is, in order to make the blue dye out of it, some kind of sea creature. They used to catch deer. They used to catch tahash, some kind of wild animal. They used its hides. So they had Seida. One of the tasks in the Mishkan was trapping animals. So in order to make hides, you need to catch an animal. So the first thing we need to know about Seida is that we have two types of Seida. There is Seida of Davar Shebimino Nitzod, a type of creature which ordinarily people catch. So people will try to catch a deer. People will try to catch bees in order to make honey. There are creatures which people catch. Then, so on those creatures, we say that that being that there's a usage for them, and people do try to catch them, that it is biblically prohibited to trap them. And we will still define what does it mean to trap them. You know, if a bee flies into my house and I close the door and it's flying all over my house, is that called I trap the bee? We'll get there. I mean, when is it called trapped? And if I have a dog on a leash, but then I put it in its kennel, did I trap it now? It was on a leash to begin with. Right, so we'll define that in a minute. So number one is davar shebimino nitzod. It is biblically prohibited to entrap, to enclose, to capture a living creature when that thing is davar shebimino nitzod. It's something that people will sometimes trap. Then you have something that's in bimino nitzod. People don't catch it. I don't know of anyone that tries to catch spiders. You try to get rid of spiders, but no one collects spiders, to the best of my knowledge. No one collects mosquitoes. No one collects fruit flies. So all of these things, if I would try to entrap them, so then there's no biblical prohibition involved. There's only a rabbinic prohibition involved. I don't know of anyone that tries to catch mice for usage. You try to catch mice to discard of them, mice and rats, but you're not trying to capture them to use them. Our first distinction is davar shebimino nitzod, a species which is sometimes hunted, which is sometimes captured, so that species is biblically prohibited to catch on Shabbos. And then you have davar she'en bimino nitzod, if it's something that is ordinarily not hunted, is not captured, so then it's rabbinically prohibited to catch it on Shabbos. Oh, so we'll get there. We'll get there. So let's say there's a snake, okay? And we're concerned that the snake will bite someone. So if you would capture that snake because you want a pet snake, so you're capturing it for usage. Let's begin. Snakes are captured. People do use snakes. I have a neighbor that has many pet snakes. He walks around the street with snakes wrapped around his hand. And I cross the street when he comes down the block. We have a neighbor. We have a kid who his job is in the zoo. He deals with all the animals, including the snakes. And so he brings up snakes in his house. I'm very impressed with his parents, you know, to live with snakes in the house. Not so simple. and we're not talking about little snakes. So a snake is something that is bimino nitzod. People do capture snakes. A snake is not just something which everyone avoids. There are people who capture and use snakes, right? But let's say a person's walking down the street and he sees a snake and he doesn't want that snake to bite him. And he looks at that snake and he says, gee, I know my snakes. That's not a poisonous snake, but I still don't want it to bite me. So then, if you were to capture it for personal usage, that's a melacha shetzricha legufa. You're capturing it for the sake of using it. So that's biblically prohibited. A snake is a type that's, like, what are our criteria? It's free. It's not nitzod right now. So by capturing it, I did say that. I'm capturing it for a usage. And it's a species which is bimino nitzod. So then that would be biblically prohibited. But what if I'm capturing it so that it shouldn't harm anyone? Shouldn't harm me, shouldn't harm other people. So then I've come into the criterion of something where I have done a milacha shein natzricha legufa. I've done the task, but not for the purpose that the Torah gave me. So then it's rabbinically prohibited, and where I'm concerned of the harm it might inflict upon me, the rabbis permitted it. So when I am concerned about the harm that something might inflict upon me, I'm allowed to catch it. We were in shul last week, and as we're davening, someone came over to me and said, there is a, what's it called? It wasn't a scorpion. It was, they have them in all the movies. They look like these big tarantula. Someone said to me, there's a tarantula in shul. Okay. So I go over to the siddurim shelf, and I see this very weird, big, black thing that's not like any spider that I've seen. And I saw it's going very slowly, you know, one leg after the other. It's crawling. So I asked someone to grab a shovel and take it out of shul. You know, I said, take a shovel with a long handle. You don't know when they jump, right? Take a shovel with a long handle and take it out of shul. So what about tzeda? So we'll see in a minute that, first of all, being that it walks so slowly, that's called nitzot ve'omed. It's already captured. The fact that it's so slow makes it easy to capture. So it's not, I didn't hunt it. I could pick it up at any given moment. It moves slowly. So that I didn't capture, I didn't entrap something that was beyond my reach. It was easily accessible. Next, let's say a person has a tick. You know, there are fleas, ticks. So a person sees a flea or a tick crawling up his arm, and he's worried that it's going to bite him. So we're not talking about where he's worried it has Lyme disease and it's a deer tick. That's pikuach nefesh. Of course you could get rid of it. But let's say it's a flea that's on his dog. So it's a flea or it's a... you just want to avoid harm. Again, Chazal said, being that it's ein b'mino nitzod, no one hunts fleas, so that's there's no biblical prohibition involved, you're allowed to capture it, you're allowed to get rid of it. What about a bee that comes into the house? Again, being that you're not capturing it for usage, a bee is something that's bimino nitzod. We do hunt bees. People do capture bees in order to make honey. But you're not hunting it in order to make honey. You want to avoid harm. So then our sages permitted it because you're doing it as a melacha she'natzricha legufa. You're doing it not for the sake of capturing the bee. You're doing it in order to avoid harm. So there, bimkom tzar, being that it could hurt someone, so our sages permitted it. Okay? That's our first introduction. Now we have the leniencies that we need. We know that when something might harm us, when we're concerned it will hurt someone, even though it's not life-threatening, I'm allowed to capture it. We didn't say kill it. I'm allowed to capture it to ensure it doesn't harm. I am prohibited on Shabbos from setting up traps. Let's say you have mouse traps. Let's say you have fly paper. On Shabbos, you can't put that up. Meaning you're setting up a trap on Shabbos. That's prohibited. You could put it out before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to set up traps. Next, sometimes we do something which will automatically trap something, what's called a psik resha. So, let's see, where would we have that? Let's say... we had a wounded bird. Okay, so a wounded bird is a bad example because maybe that's a nitzot vomit. It's easy to take it. It's not going anywhere. But we had so a neighbor of mine has a rabbit farm, and he comes on Shabbos. The rabbits figured out a way to dig under the gate. So he wanted to know if he can, so he does, it's not like his livelihood, he just has a few rabbits for his kids. So he wanted to know if he can find a way of doing a davar she'eino miskaven, he'll do something else, he'll sit there. with a chair, and then his chair will end up blocking the fence so they can't get out. Or he'll do something else. So here we run into psik resha. Rabbits are davar shebimino nitzot. It's something that people do capture. People do collect rabbits. We're not talking about wasps or mosquitoes. And if he will do something, even in the form of a davar sheino miskaven, but it's a psik resha, he's saying, I'm doing a totally different task. Right. But you know that the outcome is going to be that you're going to entrap those rabbits. So then that's still prohibited. Let's say what he wanted to do was a rabbit ran into the house. So he ran into a closet and he wanted to close the door. He said, I'll close the door because I'm allowed to close my closet door. But it's a psik resha that you're trapping the rabbit. Meaning it's not like you know you're going to trap the rabbit inside the closet. So he said, what would be... Why would it be okay? If you... So that's a little bit different, but no. If you did it as a psik resha, if
you
by...
Did it, you did it for you. If you did it for you, it's
okay. Not if it's a psik resha. If it's a psik resha that you're going to capture it, so even though a davar she'eino mitkaven, that's a psik resha, it's still asu. I think so. What else do we need to know? You have circumstances where the rabbit will be caught in the house, but he's going to run around the house. That's called you didn't capture it. If the rabbits ran into the house and you closed the door, now the rabbits are all over the house. The criterion, when is it called nitzod? When you can run once and capture it. If you have to run and stop and catch your breath and run a second time and then capture it, you didn't do tzeda. So, for example, a bird that comes into the house, if it can fly all around the house, then you didn't do tzeda by capturing it. Now, this goes both ways. This goes in it's two-directional. The rabbit ran into the house. You close the door. The rabbit's going to be all over your house. You can't catch it so easily. You didn't do tzeda. It's not yet caught. The fact that it's in a constricted area doesn't make it tzeda. The same would be true if his rabbit farm were the size of this room, or there were all kinds of corners where the rabbits could run in and out and you wouldn't be able to catch them. So that's not, he didn't do tzeda yet. The flip side is also true. Let's say you want to take a bird and put it inside the cage. So a bird flies into your house and you say, your kid walks in and closes the door. So you look around the house and you say, the bird's caught. Why can't I put the bird in a cage? It's already captured. My kid didn't realize he was doing tzeda. He was mitasek. He was closing the door because he just walked into the house and closed the door. But now the bird's caught. The answer is the bird's not caught. Being that you have to run here and run there till you catch that bird, so then the bird's not yet caught. And then if you would take it and put it in the cage, that would be tzeda. If the bird got himself caught in something, let's say the bird... flew into your oven and got his wings caught in the grate or something, and he can't get out, so the bird is caught. So then you could say, if I close the oven door, I leave it stuck in there until after Shabbos, the bird was caught already. It was nitzot already. It got itself caught. But if it wasn't caught, if it was flying around the house, so that's bidirectional. Just like I could close the door when a bird flies into the house, because it can fly all over the house, and it's not caught when I closed it. By the same token, if a bird flew into the house and the door is closed, I would not be able to further entrap it, because it's not yet considered caught. You guys with me? Now, there's one more thing we have to discuss. Two more things. One is what's called bnei terbut. Your own pet dog comes home every night. There's no problem closing the door or closing it in the kennel, because it comes home. If you have a canary that stays in its cage, so there's no problem closing the cage because it always comes back to that. So there's no tzeda because we say it's always caught. Your dog is always caught. That's provided that your dog is not a rebellious dog. If you have a dog that runs away, runs out of town, and every so often you put up signs, you know, lost dog, and you have to go looking for it, so then that's not a caught dog. But when a dog is trained and it always comes home to sleep and it always goes back into its kennel, it always comes back into your house, so then there's no tzeda because it's always coming back. Your pet dog, your pet cat. There's one more thing which we haven't yet discussed, which maybe we'll get to next week, which is the question of muktzah, meaning which animals, most animals are muktzah. Generally, we say every animal is muktzah, right? So we have to discuss Rav Moshe's tshuva about pets, that pets might be different. Yes, Daniel.
Can we continue?
We're done with tzeda. With that, we finished. No, this week we spent too much time. Next week, we'll get back to muktzah.